This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's leader is speaking out about the summer phone call that spurred an impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Asked if there was a connection between the president's decision to block military aid to Ukraine and the two investigations he asked for, Volodymyr Zelensky said he did not speak with the president from a position of quid pro quo. He tells Time magazine, "I don't want us to look like beggars." The president later mischaracterized that.
The Ukrainian president came out and said very strongly that President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. That should be case over.
In the interview, Zelensky said it's not about a quid pro quo, telling Time, "We're at war. If you're our strategic partner, then you can't go blocking anything for us." Sagar Magani, Washington.
The world must choose hope over surrender in the fight against climate change, according to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He said that today, warning a summit in Madrid that governments risk sleepwalking past a point of no return. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Choose hope over surrender in the fight against climate change. That's the call from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres as the COP25 climate summit began in Madrid on Monday. 2 weeks of talks aimed at bolstering the 2015 Paris Agreement to curb global warming began against a backdrop of unusually severe weather disasters this year. Scientists say the existing pledges made under the Paris Accord fall far short of the kind of action needed to avert the most disastrous consequences of global warming.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. President Trump is accusing Argentina and Brazil of hurting U.S. farmers through currency manipulation and says he'll slap tariffs on their steel and aluminum imports. This is VOA News. China says it will suspend U.S. military ship and aircraft visits to Hong Kong and sanction several American pro-democracy and human rights groups. This is in retaliation for new U.S. legislation supporting anti-government protests in the semi-autonomous territory. AP's Ken Moritsugo explains the legislation.
That legislation is related to the protest in Hong Kong. It would hold Chinese or Hong Kong officials accountable for human rights violations and also would require a review of Hong Kong's favored trade status that it enjoys with the U.S.
China's foreign ministry spokeswoman says the steps are in response to what China thinks is unreasonable behavior on the part of the United States.
The Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman repeated China's longstanding position that this legislation is an interference in the internal affairs of China.
That's AP's Ken Moritsugu reporting. Dozens of structural engineers from Europe and elsewhere are headed to Albania to help rebuild the country after a devastating earthquake last month killed 51 people and destroyed thousands of buildings. The European Union and the United Nations are coordinating the international efforts to assist Albania. The damage from the tremor is affecting more than half of the country's population. Syrian opposition activists say an airstrike on a market in a rebel-held town in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib on Monday killed at least 10 civilians and wounded others. Washington is giving mixed signals on the Paris climate agreement. AP correspondent Rita Foley.
President Trump says the U.S. is pulling out of the Paris climate agreement. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says
we're still in it.
She led a delegation of U.S. lawmakers to Madrid for this year's U.N. climate meeting.
Everything in nature is connected, and it becomes a national security issue when the competition for resources, land, and the rest.
But how can Speaker Pelosi say we're still in it if the president says we're getting out? Well, the United States technically remains a member of the Paris Accord until November the 4th, 2020. The presidential election is the day before that. Rita Foley, Washington.
Israel's attorney general has officially submitted his indictment against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It gives him 30 days to appeal for immunity. The indictment charges the longtime Israeli leader with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in 3 separate corruption cases. Netanyahu denies any wrongdoing and has rejected calls to resign. An Irish citizen who converted to Islam traveled to Syria to join Islamic State and ended up marrying a British militant who has been arrested on arrival at Dublin Airport on Sunday. 38-year-old Lisa Smith was arrested. She served in the Irish Defense Forces before going to Syria. Marissa Melton, VOA News.